people who watch us on EAARadio.net, and yes, we do have a webcam in the room. I need to disclose that to guests, are probably finding my co-host swap outs really entertaining. But I'm actually having a very good time. I've got a guest co-host, Jeb Burnside, who is the editor-in-chief of Aviation Safety Magazine. Mm-hmm. And we now have Rick Perry, who is the Vice President of Government and Industry Affairs with the Aircraft Electronics Association, in the room. Rick, welcome to Attitude Adjustment, and welcome to AirVenture 2017. How are you doing?
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a wonderful day today. I mean, it is spoiling people to actually have 70-degree weather at Oshkosh.
Right.
It's been a couple years.
Yes.
Some white puffies. It's sunny. There's a breeze. It's very comfortable.
It's an ideal day.
It's spoiling.
It's true. And you're in the exhibit halls, right?
You guys
have a really nice corner. Where are you?
We're over in Hangar B.
Excellent.
Right inside on the left-hand corner, booth 2035.
2035.
Yep.
Excellent.
And it is just, it's a great location. We've been there for a lot of years, and we get a lot of visitors and you know, do crazy things like, you know, give $1,000 a day away.
Whoa.
To ADS-B installations. And so it's a $1,000
drawing. I did mine a couple of years ago, so I, you know.
Yeah, I know. I was an early adopter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
You know what? That is fantastic. You know, you've got the benefit of it. You've been able to see the benefit of it. Hopefully you have ADS-B in with the out.
I do.
And so you get that data. You know, I tell people that once you fly with ADS-B in, you'll never not fly with it, because it just adds that much more enjoyment to flying.
Yeah. That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. So, you know, it's the word I've been hearing, the rumblings, the undercurrents, is disruptive technology in avionics. And not only that, but disruptive pricing and some old guard manufacturers who are a little bent out of shape about it. What's going on?
Change.
Change.
Change. In one word, change. It is a hugely exciting time. You cannot be here this year and not be excited. The products that are here on the field, you know, our manufacturers, Genesis, Garmin, Dynon, TrueTrack, all of these people have not just new products to introduce, but new technologies to introduce. And it's a crazy time. But it's 10 years in the making. It's not an overnight success. You know, it's like you know, the band that everybody talks about their first album being the overnight success kind of thing. It's like, no, you know, they've been struggling for 20 years to get to that first album. This is the same. We've spent over 10 years getting to where we are today. And so it is exciting. The downside is it is change. And if you're old guard and, you know, you're part of the establishment which brought us to this point, the changes are hard. And, you know, AEA, being the association that represents the avionics industry, we have a number of activities going on to minimize that impact. But if you look at simplicity, the Part 23 rewrite, everybody's excited about it, you know, twice the safety at half the cost. Well, that sounds great, but if you look back over the last 10, 15, 20 years of the number of new, complete new, clean sheet aircraft to be designed and built in 23, that fundamental impact is pretty minimal. But if you go to the philosophy of 23, the safety continuum, and the bottom-up approach to the safety continuum, that's what you're really seeing. Part 23 rewrite isn't even effective yet. Doesn't become effective till the end of August. But yet, beginning at last year's Sun and Fun, and then followed up at last year's AirVenture, EA introduced their STC with the Dynon D10 installation. That was part of that safety continuum. Garmin introduced the G5. That was generation two of the application of that safety continuum. This year, we're seeing generation three. And so it really is the maturation of that safety continuum into the class one and class two general aviation aircraft that we're really seeing the excitement with this year. At the same time, we have, as you said, the old guard arguably being a bit disenfranchised, as with this new guard is being walked through the process with the FAA, because there is a lot of handholding to get these new companies geared up to the FAA's approach to things. Well, AEA holds two functions, two conferences to facilitate that. We have a quarterly manufacturers forum where we take the old guard, bring them in face to face with the FAA so we can have these conversations so that they too can take advantage of this new paradigm. And then the second one is that we have a technology incubator where we take brand new companies and demystify the FAA for them. And so we bring in the new guard, if you will, and teach them parts manufacturing approval, PMA, TSO, risk-based production, risk-based certification. And it's, you know, it is the new paradigm. It's the change in the world we've got to. And if you go back, you know, and Jeb, you know, we both have more gray hair than we care to talk about.
And I think that's mutual all around.
Right.
You know, you go back, you know, two decades, and avionics matured at the high end of aviation and filtered downward. And then we had this technology introduced called the PC, the computer, and the digitalization of things, and the microprocessor. And all of a sudden, you started to see avionics migrate from the entry level of experimental aircraft at quite mature systems with a desire to move upward. And that's what we're seeing now. But the regulatory system is extremely slow. It takes, on average, 5 years to do any kind of rulemaking, advisory circular, or guidance. And so in order for the agency to be able to use the traditional means, the technology is two generations old before the rules and the guidance catch up to it.
It's a real problem. We're talking with Rick Perry, who is the Vice President, Government and Industry Affairs at the Aircraft Electronics Association. You guys, what you're really referring to is your technology incubator program?
It is.
Is that correct?
It is. We've introduced the technology incubator, and the technology incubator is just what we say. It is to bring in manufacturers with the latest and greatest ideas, and to help bridge the market between the experimental community, the light sport community, and Part 23 community. And the incubator, where you have business incubators that deal with finance and deal with a lot of the business acumens of starting a business. Our technology incubator is focused on bridging the regulatory bridge to get these products into the certified market so we all can benefit from it.
That's brilliant. That's really brilliant. How long have you been doing that?
This is the first year.
Ah, fascinating. It's coming up.
We're introducing it. It's August 16th in Kansas City. It's a very limited room. It's first come, first serve. One of the criteria is that you cannot currently hold a production approval.
So if fascinating.
If you've already been through the process, there's not much we can add to it.
Tell us where people can get more information about that here at AirVenture 17.
Well, they're certainly welcome to come by our booth. It's 2035. Over in Hangar B, and I'm happy to talk to them about it.
Do you have your avionics guide again this year?
We have our Pilot's Guide to Avionics and the Avionics News magazine both there for everybody.
Fabulous. Rick Perry with the Aircraft Electronics Association, thank you so much for coming in today to Attitude Adjustment.
It's my pleasure.